Director Brian Nesbitt with the Wyoming Game and Fish. The big news recently for us here in Lincoln County, Director, was the funding for another overpass for wildlife overpass on 189 south of Kemmer, and this will be a big project for that area.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely one of the areas that our teams from both Game and Fish and Wyoming Department of Transportation have identified as a place where there's a lot of wildlife collisions. And so, you know, funding for this project coming from at this level was actually pretty surprising. The $24 million is what was granted from the infrastructure law and through the process that the federal government has to fund these kind of projects. It's going to involve several underpasses and one overpass. And we're really hopeful that just as we've seen with these other crossing projects, that this can reduce wildlife collisions by as much as 90% or 95%.
Yeah, well, and it's these have been very effective, as you mentioned. And so what's the timeline on this project now? Is this something that will start in the spring when the snow's gone?
You know, I suspect that the engineering and the planning, which does take quite a while, will start here in the spring. I'm guessing that ground won't be broken probably for a little over a year, maybe a year and a half. Because like I said, the planning and engineering does take quite a while, but as we saw with Dry Piney, once you get moving, it goes fairly quickly. That project was completed in just over a year once they initially broke ground.
Excellent. Well, that's a good, great thing for Southern Lincoln County and drivers and the wildlife, of course. And Director Brian Nesbitt on the Weekday Wake Up this morning here on SVI Radio. Director, this is the first time we've had a chance to chat since the hunting season concluded. And, of course, we talked a lot leading up to the hunting season with last year's winter and limited licenses. Now that it's all said and done, how did things go this fall?
I think I can summarize it in a couple words. No surprises. So what we expected as far as those areas that were impacted by this past winter over in your part of the world, in your listeners' area, what we expected is what hunters saw. Pretty limited opportunities, significantly reduced numbers of deer. The people were seeing out in the field in their favorite places to hunt, particularly for pronghorn and for deer, mule deer. Elk seemed to be the success story, not only in Western Wyoming, but across the state. Everybody, most folks were able to do okay with elk, but it was a particularly warm and dry fall, which certainly interfered with folks, but it was more about weather, not about, the number of animals that were there. So, you know, and still have some seasons going on, of course, but, in those areas of Western Wyoming, Southwestern Wyoming that were impacted by the weather, we saw what we expected, and in other parts of the state, it was a pretty normal average hunting season.
Yeah. So, of course, last year we had that really rough winter. How are the herds looking now heading into this winter season, and what would be kind of the ideal winter to really help with the rebound?
Yeah, what would be great is if, you know, we're starting off on in a really good spot because of all that moisture. The resources on summer ranges were plentiful, and so deer will go into winter really fat, which is really what predicates, you know, the long-term success of them being able to raise a fawn for the does. So best case scenario for winter is it's a mild to moderate winter, you know, high snowfall in the high country, low snowfall and warmer temperatures in the low country. Even if we have a winter that's a little bit tougher than average, you know, we're still going to be fine because the deer are going into winter in such good shape. And the resources on the winter range, there's less mouths out there competing for the same amount of forage. And so it should be, for those animals that were able to survive last year, it should be a good opportunity for them to rebound it quicker because of all the resources that are out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, I see the Game and Fish this time of year always sending out reminders to the public that, yeah, you want these deer to be healthy and you want them to be good. Don't feed them. Because that doesn't help at all.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, deer do better when they eat native forage that they've evolved over time to eat. And they've got, elk are a little different. Elk have a different kind of a gut, but deer don't adapt well to significant changes in their diet. And, you know, we've seen a lot of deer that die with full bellies because it was the wrong stuff.
Yeah. Director Brian Nesbitt on the Wyoming Game and Fish with the Wyoming Game and Fish on the Weekday Wake Up. Director, anything else you wanted to touch on while we have you on the air here today?
Yeah, just a quick reminder that it's already that time here, just a few weeks, that the application period will open up. And, of course, it goes for a long time, clear into May. But for those that like to get an early start on submitting their hunting applications for next year, that will open up here January 1st. And certainly there's, there's, as we saw this year, there's going to be ample opportunity for lots of elk hunting, so lots of elk licenses available.
Excellent. That's Director Brian Nesbitt this morning on the Weekday Wake Up, Director of the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much.